truthfully speaking, the Bible is not so hard to understand, especially if we can get some things out of the way. Okay, we're going to be talking about this in the next few weeks. And how many of you actually believe, and as I do, and I honestly believe, that the Bible is the Word of God? I believe it's God's Word. I believe that He breathed every word of it. I believe everything that's written in it. Now, I don't know if you really believe everything that's written in it. I hope you do. Some of you are saying, yeah, well, I do. I believe pretty much every word that's written in it, but I have a hard time with this whole idea about, you know, Methuselah living to be 969 years old and Adam living to be, you know, 935 years old, and, you know, people don't live that long. So obviously the Bible says years when they don't really mean years. That must be a different word. Well, the truth is that every word you read in your Bible is the truth. And when people lived to be 1,000 years old back then, they did it so that they could plague their spouses for a long, long, long time. Not really. But if you look in your Bible and you compare the words in your Bible, the word that means year in the New Testament is the same word that means year in the Old Testament. So a year is a year. But how are we supposed to know what the truth is and what the truth isn't? If you do believe what the Bible says, what effect does that have on your daily life and the way you live your everyday? Does it affect it? I saw a church sign. You know how we have these sayings on our marquee out here, the thing we call the wayside pulpit? I saw one some weeks ago that said, "Read the Bible, it will scare the hell out of you." Well, think about it. It will. You know, take the hell and just push it right out of you, hopefully. Mark Twain one time said that it's not the things in the Bible that I don't understand that bother me, it's the things I do understand. So the Bible has a lot to say to a lot of people. I've owned many books that refer to themselves as Bibles. Some years ago, I took up golf. I wanted to learn how to play golf, so I bought a copy of the Golfer's Bible. Okay? Sometime before that, and for many years before that, I used to be a target shooter. I would make my own bullets and everything, and I would target shoot and silhouette shoot and see how much, see what kind of a small grouping you can make at 500 yards and 600 yards and for five shots. And I got a copy of what they call the Shooter's Bible. Right? I understand that there is actually a Bible out there called the Cook's Bible. Everything you need to know about cooking is written in that Bible. And I saw something on TV not too long ago called the Beauty Bible. You know, if you want to learn how to be more beautiful, you get a copy of the Beauty Bible. Maybe I need one of those. These books are not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about books that we make up to help us understand stuff or learn how to do stuff. What is the real Bible? Okay? Does it teach you how to golf? Does it teach you how to shoot straighter? Does it teach you how to cook or be better looking? I want us to understand some things. And number one is this. There are oftentimes things that you and I hold on to when we believe to be true, and we believe that's in the Bible, but the Bible never says. So we believe that there's things that the Bible says that it never really says. Okay? And so for the next several weeks, we're going to be looking at a bunch of stuff that God never said, but that we believe. Okay? And the title of the series that we're starting today is God Never Said That. And we're going to be looking at some of those things. And it's starting next week. Bring some people that you know need to know more about the Bible, because what we're going to do is we're going to investigate what the Bible says by taking a backdoor approach to it and understanding what the Bible doesn't say. You get it? Okay. This is going to be fun. It's going to be disturbing. It might be enlightening. Hopefully, it will be. So before we get into that, we need to understand some things about the Bible. And the title of this morning's message is Handling the Sword, Part 2. Now, I went and I sat down next to my wife this morning. She said, "You're mean. What do you mean, Handling the Sword, Part 2? Did you do a Part 1? Well, yes. A couple years ago, I did a message here called Handling the Sword. Well, this is the second part of that, okay? Part two of that sermon, which I'm sure you remember.